Sahana Vavatu, Sahanao Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navadhitamastama Vidavishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 31, Additional Symptoms, page 5, Srila Prabhupada. When one becomes malicious upon seeing another's advancement of life, his state of mind is generally called envy. When one becomes frightened at seeing a lightning bolt in the sky, that fearfulness brings on anxiety. Therefore, fearfulness and anxiety may be taken as one. One's desire to hide his real mentality is called abahita, or concealment, and the desire to exhibit superiority is called pride. Both of these may be classified under pretension. In a pretentious attitude, both abahita and pride are to be found. Right, so the thing when, you know, things don't go right, you're trying to establish you're not being respected, and you try to establish your authority in this. So that's this point of pretension. One's inability to tolerate an offense committed by another is called amarsha, and one's inability to tolerate the opulence of another is called jealousy. Jealousy and amarsha are both cause of intolerance. Right, so here is you're jealous, or your, how you say, the inability to tolerate, you know, someone else's benefit. But so that's different than becoming malicious upon seeing someone else's development or advancement. Right, that's the difference between envy and jealousy. Jealousy, then you can't tolerate that, and that you might get inspired to do something yourself. But envy means it's malicious. You want to destroy the other person. It's not about elevating yourself. They're on a higher position. You also do that, if not more. But it's just, you just destroy. That's the difference between jealousy and envy. One's ability to establish the correct import of a word may be called conclusiveness. And there, before such a conclusive determination of import, there must be thoughtful consideration. Therefore, the act of consideration is present during the establishment of conclusion. When one presents himself as ignorant, his attitude is called humility. And when there is absence of enthusiasm, it is called cowardice. Therefore, in humility, there is sometimes cowardice also. Right, so a lot of times it'll be, if you're humble, it's taken as cowardice, you know, in the mundane sense. You know, especially among those who are envious and like this kind of thing. So you have to be careful that the humility is not cowardice. Right? When the mind is steadfast, it is called enduring. And one's ability to tolerate others' offenses is also called endurance. Therefore, forgiveness and endurance can be synonymous. Right? So then if one is more tolerant than a tree, means the mind is steady. So it indicates the madhyama there. Does that make sense? So that's why we see it starts here at this point. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah, therefore then we see is, there's the steadiness in that verse, then you have a taste in the next verse, and then because there's no material desire, and then in the next verse there's attachment. No?
The fourth verse is difficult to understand, because after the third, it's according to, you know, human logic, it's not really logical, because then Kirtaniya Sadahari already happened.
No, Kirtaniya Sadahari means that's, then you're steady in devotional service. So when you're humble, You're not proud, right? So you see your position, your relationship with the Supreme Lord, the devotees. Then you're able to tolerate, you're able to forgive others and all that. So then it's not about oneself and all that. Does that make sense? So then you can be steady in the chanting process.
Yes.
So that brings you to nishtha.
Right.
Then what's the next one? Yeah, it means you're not interested in any of these. That you just want to always be engaged in Krishna service. Why would you want to be engaged in Krishna service? Because it's a taste. So when there's no dhanam, janam, or sundari, means there's nothing in this material world that you're attracted to. So that's the whole point, is when you have a taste, you give up all this attraction. Does that make sense? And then you just see yourself as just a servant of Krishna. You know, just an atom at the lotus feet of the Lord. So these are indicating that, right? Does that make sense? Then after that's bhava, then we have prema, and then you have separation. Yes?
Just yesterday I was reading, Maharaj. One can be steady at chanting, but even the impersonalists whose goal is not to attain love of God, they can be steady at doing this devotional aspect.
Yes.
That's why after that comes Narayanam, Najanam, Nasundari.
Yes.
To remove that materialistic conception, after which only the taste.
The taste is coming, yes. Jaiva Dharma. Yes, good. So,
yeah.
Because otherwise, that's why you see those who are from more of a pious background, they can do nicely and become very steady. You know, because they'll have faith in following the rules and regulations and all that, that will get. And they may even have faith that its devotional process is going to get them there. But it's still, as faith in the process, what's the goal? So when the goal is pleasing Krishna, then you can move forward to taste and give up material attachment. Otherwise, they're maintaining, maybe it's not the gross, but it's the subtle. You know? It means subtler means the liberation. It's already dhanam, janam, sundarim is the subtle aspects. Now you have subtle sense gratification, and that will turn into gross. So the whole idea is that you have eight verses, and these eight verses then contain all the philosophy. So many different aspects will be there. But we see the acharyas then show how it goes through all these stages. That's one of the things that they're bringing out by it. Therefore, forgiveness and endurance can be synonymous. Anxiousness for time to pass is called impatience. And when one sees something wonderful, one is said to be struck with wonder. Impatience may be caused by being struck with wonder. And so impatience and being struck with wonder can be synonymous. Right? Because you want something to happen and all that, you get impatient. So, but it's for something special to happen. Or something special happening, you want it to move forward quickly. You don't have the... When anxiety is in its dormant stage, it is called hankering. Therefore, anxiety and hankering can also be synonymous. Right? Because what you want is something that you're anxious about. That's why we're saying material happiness is removing the obstacle. Right? So, on the material platform, the secondary, it's the removing the obstacle and getting that result that comes from the endeavor that you were looking for, and we call that happiness, just that we got it. Not that the thing itself necessarily produces that, it's that we got it, we consider that happiness. But in the spiritual platform, then, it's focused on Krishna, so the obstacles are just obstacles in serving Krishna. But it's always focused on Krishna. That's why it brings about the transcendental ecstasy. So, it's about that pleasing of Krishna, it's not about the item itself. The item itself is being engaged in Krishna's service. So you're trying to get the nicest for Krishna, therefore you're expressing it through that medium. But it's not the medium that's generating the happiness. It's Krishna's pleasure. So nicely arranged, then Krishna will be happy with this. Therefore, like we see, Radharani, then after they dress her and decorate her in the morning, then she becomes impatient because she wants Krishna to see. Because she knows this will please Krishna. When one becomes regretful for some offense, his feeling is called bashfulness. In this way, bashfulness and regret can be synonymous. Doubtfulness is one of the aspects of argument. Right? Because your argument means you're removing doubt, and you only argue something because there is a doubt. Otherwise, if you're fixed in it, you don't even worry about it. You know? Like the mudha, he has no doubt. He's just a you know, pure unalloyed gross materialist. So there's no doubt about it. So he's not in anxiety.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to think about doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So there's not. Yeah. After exhibiting impudence, one becomes restless. Therefore, restlessness and impudence can be synonymous. Right? Because so that's why you see that he's like the. Those who, like, let's say, especially, you know, like, classic in adolescence, they're both restless and impudent. They go together, yes.
Here we see both can be synonymous, and one of them is a lighter one, and another one is, like, has a more materialistic connotation to it. We see that the acharyas in their life, they may be meaning one thing, but the other one they express, like, in their prayers and all.
Yes, yes. They'll always take themselves as the worst, because that's the point of the dānya, is that the humility, they'll see themselves as ignorant or not having. So they'll always take the worst one of it. But you also see is that can be cause and effect. So that's the point, is that these vyavicharis, they can all be cause and effect of things. They can be effect of another, or they can be the cause of another. 2-4 So Rupa Goswami's point is that these ones aren't separately discussed; they're included in the ones already discussed. So that's why the Vyavichari, then there's 33 of them. But you see, then what was it? Another 12, like that, are listed like that. But they're similar. So you have all those various flavors. So then now you have, like, it's 45 flavors, but it's actually only for 33 Vyavicharis, like that. 2-4-202 The Vyavichari bhavas of Trasha, Nidra, Shrama, Alasya, Mada arising from intoxication, and Bodha arise, quote unquote, somewhat as effects of Rati. 2-4-203 Rati has no direct relationship with the six Vyavichari bhavas just mentioned. Rati has a relationship with them only because they support Rati for encouraging pastimes. So in other words, the Rati itself is not affected by these. It means it's not the, how you say, there's no direct relationship. Otherwise, if their relationship, oh, now they're enlightened, or now they are, they become lazy, or all these things, it doesn't affect the Rati itself. These are just there that they come up, they support the pastime in that. The Rati is fixed. And then these are coming up as just minor elements to give a support, to give a particular flavor or taste. Does that make sense?
Rati is not dependent on
it. No, Rati is not dependent. Srila Prabhupada, when all such symptoms are included in ecstatic love, they are called sanchari, or continuously existing ecstatic symptoms. Oh, is that why he calls them existential? No, but he also, the Satvika Bhavas are existential, because it's about the existence. All of these symptoms are transcendental, and they are exhibited in different ways, acting and interacting under different conditions. They are like the reciprocation of love between the lover and beloved. When a person is envious or defamed, there may be a change in the color of the body. This may be classified as vibhava, or sub-ecstasy. Sometimes illusion, collapse and strong anxiety are also considered to be vibhava. When there are such symptoms, they can simply be grouped together under ecstatic love. Right, so they just add to the ecstatic love that's there. But the Rati is unaffected. Jiva Goswami. The six bhavas just mentioned never arise in relation to Krishna in those possessing Rati, since he is experienced only through the pleasant nature in the Rati. Right, so the moha isn't in connection with Krishna. The moha is connection is supporting their connection to Krishna. Does that make sense? So they're never an illusion about Krishna. Does that make sense? They arise through obstacles to their rati, being experienced, because we said vyavichari means they're opposed to, right? So What was the term Prabhupada used? He used the term that was, he wasn't saying opposed. He was bringing out some other aspect.
Disturbing.
Yes, that was it. Disturbing. So that aspect is they just create a disturbance in that. So it that brings out other aspects, other things to be tasted. They arise through obstacles to their rati, being experienced by devotees in those conditions alone. Right. So yeah. Harsha and other positive emotions arise with Krishna as the direct cause, vibhava. Trasha, etc., do not arise in this way. Right? So Krishna himself directly, they come up with these ecstatic symptoms. These other ones come up because of obstacles in obtaining Krishna. They can't get to Krishna, so they become an anxiety, or they become, you know, overwhelmed, or they like this. Does that make sense? So they're making a distinction here is, Krishna can be the direct cause of certain ones of them, but certain these six, he's never the direct. They're all in relationship to obstacles that come up to interactions with Krishna, to expressing the rati. But they give their own flavor because it's in connection with Krishna. Then it is ecstatic symptoms, like separation. It's an ecstatic symptom in connection with Krishna, right? But it's caused by obstacles of Krishna not being there. Yeah. So some are just you see Krishna and then the hair stand on end, these and that. So that's direct. The other ones are because of not an obstacle. Does that make sense? Yeah. I couldn't hear.
These six material bodies that we're discussing with me, Tras, Soma, Nidra, all these in the material world have a negative impact. But in the spiritual world, because of connection to Krishna, they only increase that.
Yeah, that's the way it was with anything. Everything is like that. It means that you have the whatever is experienced here, it's just creating happiness and distress. But in the spiritual world, then it's only creating, it's only ananda. That's why you make the distinction between shuka and ananda. Because with shuka comes distress. With ananda, there is no such thing like that. Harsha and other positive emotions arise with Krishna as the direct cause, vibhava. Trasha, etc., do not arise in this way. Thus, the verse states that there is no relation with rati directly in the manifestation of these six vyavachari bhavas, since they arise only when there are obstacles to rati. But they will have a relationship with rati, in the sense they mix together with rati, parasparaya, since these bhavas arise when there are obstacles to the rati. So in that way, when there's an obstacle to them, then they'll come up, and that way they're mixed. But they come up the because of the obstacle. So Krishna is not directly the vibhava there. Right? Mention of six vyavichari bhavas should also include other vyavichari bhavas, such as fear. These occur only when there are acts such as offense against the Lord. 2.4, 2.04. Vitarka, Mati, Nirveda, Driti, Smriti, Harsha, and the type of Bodha arising from destruction of ignorance become somewhat the cause of Rati. Right? What was the other? Was the arise somewhat as the effects of Rati. Somewhat, you know, quote unquote, somewhat. And these are somewhat the cause of Rati. So they'll be a vibhav for Rati, rather than they're just supporting. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami says that fright, sleep, fatigue, laziness, and the madness of intoxication are sometimes grouped under continuous symptoms of ecstatic love, and they are due to a strong attraction. Jiva Goswami. Bodha bit means the particular bodha. So the strong attraction means the rati is there, and because of that, then they may be supportive. So that's how then they're grouped under the Okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. Bodha pit means the particular Bodha arising from destruction of ignorance. These are said to be the causes of rati. Rati, vibhavata, somewhat. Should be understood from this that rati and these vyavichari bhavas mutually act upon each other. They are said to be a cause of rati because they cause further appreciation of Krishna. They stimulate rati, but rati is permanent and not caused. Right? So they stimulate it. So that way then they may work together. So that's why it said somewhat, because rati is continuous. It's not produced. 24205. The Vyabhichari Bhavas may be either dependent or independent. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. The dependent Vyabhichari Bhavas are under the control of the Mukhya and Gona Ratis. Footnote 2. However, the inferior independent Vyabhichari, inferior dependent Vyabhichari Bhavas arise from a Rati, which is neither primary or secondary. Okay, the independent ones are not under the direct control of rati. So you have those that are going to be, the rati itself is coming there, that those going to be those ones that it's not directly under the control of rati, so that rati may be there and these are coming up along with it. Or they're ones that are there part of it and then they come up in support of it together with it. 24206. The dependent Vyabhichari Bhavas are either superior or inferior. The superior dependent Vyabhichari Bhavas are either direct or indirect. The superior Vyabhichari Bhava, which nourishes a primary Rati, is called a direct, superior dependent Vyabhichari Bhava. Śrīla Prabhupāda. False argument, determination, steadiness, remembrance, joyfulness, ignorance, humility, and unconsciousness are also different symptoms of ecstatic love. Dependence is also grouped under ecstatic love, and thus can be divided into superior dependence and inferior dependence. The direct differentiations between superior and inferior dependence are ascertained by Rupa Goswami and will be presented in due course. Jiva Goswami. It should be understood that if the Vyabhichari Bhava becomes a component of the primary or secondary rasa, nourishes the rasa, it is called superior. Vara. And dependent Vyabhichari Bhava. Verse 1.2.13 describes the inferior, avara, dependent Vyabhichari Bhava in the opposite way. So when it nourishes it, like, yeah. 2.4.2.09, an example. What is the use of eyes which do not see Mathura? Hearing those names, my hair stand on end. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. The desire to see Mathura is an expression of a genuine principle rati for the Lord. The Vyabhichari Bhava of Nirveda, self-deprecation, nourishes the rati directly. 2.4.2.10. That superior dependent Vyabhichari Bhava, which nourishes the secondary rati, is called an indirect Vyavahita, superior dependent Vyabhichari Bhava. Right? So that, therefore we have the Mukhya and the Gona. Right? So the Mukhya will be the primary and the Gona will be the secondary. And so you can still be superior and dependent. Right? So you have these, they have superior and inferior. And that means dependent will have superior and inferior, and then Gona and Mukhya. Right? Yeah. 2.4.2.11. I am Bhima. How unfortunate are my two arms, strong as iron beams. They cannot crush the evil Shishupal, the enemy of Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda. One devotee exclaimed, "Oh, I cannot see the district of Mathura, even though by simply hearing the name of Mathura, the hairs of my body are standing up. I cannot see the place, so what are the use of my eyes?" This statement reveals a strong anxiety to see the district of Mathura, resulting from a strong attachment to Krishna. There is another instance of this strong attachment for Krishna, expressed by Bhima when he began to murmur, "My arms are just like thunderbolts. But despite these arms, I could not smash Shishupal while he was blaspheming Krishna. Therefore, what use are these strong arms?" In this instance, Bhima became angry, and being influenced by such anger, his hopelessness became a cause for strong attachment to Krishna. This instance can be described as strong attachment for Krishna and anger, right? So the strong attachment then it means it's directly supporting and all that. So that's why it's a 2:4, 2:12. In the above verse, Nirveda, self-deprecation, is under the control of the secondary rati of anger. This is called indirect or vyavahita. So he has his direct relationship, but now the secondary or indirect aspect is manifest as anger, and that's then bringing up the vyavachari of Nirveda, self-deprecation. But it's enhancing his absorption in Krishna. Right? It's not an obstacle that therefore then, in some sense. 2:4, 2:13. When the vyavichari bhava is not a component of either a primary or secondary rasa, does not nourish a rasa, it's called an inferior dependent vyavichari bhava. Footnote 3. Both superior and inferior dependent vyavichari bhavas are, however, directly caused by a rati of some sort. The superior type arises directly from primary or secondary ratis, and the inferior type arises from a rati neither primary or secondary. It's just like we were saying before, you have one vyabhichari, and that can cause the next, though they're not primary or secondary rasas. Right? So makes sense, yeah. Two 4, 2:14. When Arjuna saw the universal form of Krishna, which was crushing the heads of the living entities in the universe, with his teeth situated in its shining mouths, his mouth became dry and he forgot himself. 2:4, 2:15. Uncontrollable fear appeared from Arjuna, experiencing the frightful actions of the universal form. This covers the rati of Arjuna. Right? So he has, so it's in connection with, it'll be connected with Krishna. He's thinking of Krishna. But it's not connected with his rati in connection with Krishna. So you see, this happens a lot with those in the whole Dwarka scene. Their rati becomes easily, it means their natural rati becomes covered, and they take up this mood of servitorship and awe and reverence and all those kinds of things. Does that make sense? Yeah. The vyavichari bhava of moha is under the control of a fear which is not a secondary rati. Right, so as we're saying, is that these ratis, these vyavicharis, they can be a cause and effects. So when the cause and effects, not the direct or indirect rasas, then they're considered. Then the whole thing is called indirect. So that makes sense.
It's like a chain reaction.
Yes, yes.
And then
it's just a matter of they're just pointing out where the chain's starting. You know, if it's from a main rasa, then it has one thing. If it's from a secondary rasa, then it'll be, you know, gona. But it'll be direct because it's nourishing the rati. But you see here is that it's not from direct and it's not nourishing. But it's creating a transcendental ecstasy. You know, and then from that, then he'll act in ways and bring it, you know, to Krishna and everything. So it's also these tastes because being in that rati and then being out of that rati, then you bring it back into the rati. Does that make sense? So there's the taste that's there. Does that make sense?
So then can we say that material emotions are just like that? They are not in connection with Krishna and also secondary?
Yes, because yes, you can say it, but you can say is that some would be produced by the secondary rasas and most wouldn't be. Because in the third verse of the Bhagavatam, then it's pointing out, because it's discussing Prayojan, it's discussing Rati there. And it's pointing out that these secondary rasas, basically that's what people are tasting in the material world. They're not really tasting the primary rasas.
So that will be the origin of Partiva Rasa.
Yeah, Partiva and also even the Swargiya, because it's not fully about that. It's in connection with something that's connected with it. So we will classify it in that area. That's why then we can compare. You know, it's just like someone says, you know, there's an attachment, let's say, for a friend, but actually one's attached to how you feel by being with the friend. It's not really the friend, because if somehow or another the interaction of the friend you don't find favorable, then you lose that interest in the friend.
Right.
You know, it's very rare that you'll see that even things go weird, that they still remain a friend. You know, they generally make stories out of those. You know, epics and, you know, things like that. You know, stuff. Is that...
Yeah, so friend, in this case, will be the Udipan, but not Vishayi or Ashrayi, just an Udipan to
Of your own happiness.
Experience.
Yes, but because it's using the same mechanics, right, therefore we can compare them so you can see how things work and you can get an understanding. Yes, the maliciousness, you know, then you see that envy, that maliciousness, you can put them together.
Yes.
You know? Because we have that kind of experience. So we're working with the mechanics in the material world. And sometimes we're more aware of it, and generally we're not as aware. You know, because here they're pointing out the science, and you can very much see how it all works and what rasa is moving to what and all that. And so when it's connected to Krishna, then it gives that perfect, it gives prema. But in the material world, it just gives happiness and distress. So the reduction is very great.
Yes.
Because it's just like, let us say, because we have the goodness, passion, ignorance, right?
Yes.
And as we understand, they're forms of false ego.
Yes.
Right? So then, but we're counting that within, you know, you could say within the material world, knowledge and all these different things like that. So let us say you have light. Right? And then I put a filter in front of that light. So it greatly reduces the light.
Yes.
So it means anything that's on this side of the filter is reduced in its brilliance. So it's within ignorance.
Right.
Then within that, now I put up three filters, a yellow one, a red one, and a blue one. And now I get the flavors within that reduced light of some light's a little bit yellow, some is a little red, and some is a little blue.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So that's the meaning. So knowledge means actual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Paravidya is beyond this avidya, the overall avidya. Right? So that's why then the ignorance and ignorance, that's the darkest and has the most smallest amount of light. It's hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the happiness of the jiva being a rock or something. You know, it's like Hari Bowl. You know?
Steady.
Yeah, steady, you know. So. Yeah. Millions of years. Yeah, it's all happening.
Still not happening.
No, a kid picked you up and skipped you across the pond, and now you're sitting under the river. Yeah. Okay. Change. You know. Now we'll do this for a few thousand years.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it always has to be seen in that context, is that mechanically it's the same, like it's the same light. But the point is it's not seen in its original form. And then it's seen through these modes. And so then you'll see, oh, this is good or that's bad, depending upon how you look at things. So in the mode of ignorance, ignorance is good, goodness is bad. You know, someone in goodness, then the ignorance and passion are bad. Someone in passion, both of those are bad. You know, it's just like, you know, you have to do something, but we don't need all this theory. You know, be practical. You know, does that make sense? So each one, then, you know, its position is considered the best for that living entity. Does that make sense? So that's why you can you can compare them here to get a context, right? Because we have experience here. We have some scars of these emotions and all that. And so we can compare them. But the actual effect here will create the happiness and distress. There it only creates transcendental ecstasy. It's just a matter of whether it's more prominent or back, or it's more brilliant or not, or this. You know, so it has all these things. So rasa is always moving. Does that make sense? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, when Arjuna witnessed the universal form of Krishna, whose dazzling teeth were practically devouring the very existence of the universe, Arjuna's mouth became dried up At that time, Arjuna forgot himself and could not understand that he was Arjuna, Krishna's friend, although he was always dependent on Krishna's mercy. This incident is an example of inferior dependence. Right? So it's still part of the thing. It's not an independent. It's coming along with. But at the same time, it's inferior because it doesn't bring out the rati itself. Well, the superior means it enhances the rati. Right? Srila Jiva Goswami. Yeah, and whether it's coming from a direct rasa or it's coming from a secondary rasa, that'll make it mukya or gona. But it's still, even if it's mukya or gona, if it's superior, it enhances the relationship, the rati. Right? And if it's inferior, whether it's mukya or gona or wherever it's coming from, it's going to be, it's going to cover the rati. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So in the case with Arjuna, because his rati was suppressed, that's why it's an inferior experience.
Yes, it's an inferior experience. But it's still in connection with Krishna and all that kind of thing. But it's not specifically through his rati, because you pull back into this just on reverence, which is not his rati. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's say for someone in a position of on reverence, then this would be a superior for them.
Yeah.
It would increase their, you know, how great God is and how wonderful and like this.
The example of gopis, when they see their own form of Narayan, their rati isn't covered. You know? This implies their rati is unaffected and that it remains to. In the case of Dwarka, that you have this kind of.
In the case of?
Dwarka. Their rati isn't covered. You know? In the case of Braja, you do not have this covering. Can you say that? Because
it's not that, that we'll have to see if it shows that there, it's just in this context we're showing. Whether there is some kind of covering or this or that, we don't know. He hasn't explained it yet. Srila Jiva Goswami, from seeing, it came up. Because previously it just said, last book just said Jiva Goswami, now it says Srila Jiva Goswami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From seeing the terrifying form of the Lord, with which he was unfamiliar, Arjuna simply had fear that the universal form would devour the whole world. This is not Bhayarati. Footnote 4. The fear is not related to the Lord, right? So it's not a directly, it's just it's another aspect. Whereas when the coward men fear that Krishna may be harmed by the forest fire, that fear is considered genuine bhayarati. So it's a secondary. So it is enhancing their relationship. Similarly, anger of Bhima in verse 2:11 is considered genuine krodha rati. Right? Anger. Since the anger is related to insults made to Krishna. So he has a staibhava with Krishna and that in friendship. Right? And then he's tasting the secondary, rati of anger. And that, and then from that, that's giving him, moroseness or, you know, self-deprecation. But it's all in enhancing that his direct relationship. Right? So, it's amazing how fine it is. Right?
Yeah. Because fear exists on its own. It's just an emotion. It doesn't have to be connected with Krishna or with his devotees.
Yes.
It just happens.
Yes. But then you see here, superior, then it's connected, and inferior, it's not.
Yeah. Because devotees also, many times they project their feelings on the Lord as if it is connected, directly or indirectly, but it's from this description, it's not necessary.
No. That's why these things are here. One is that for those on an advanced stage, then they can appreciate the rasa that's going on. They can see these things. Like, we've seen these verses so many times, but we wouldn't know how it's dealing with the rati. And then here they're expressing that. So they're able to appreciate exactly what kind of flavors and that is being tasted. Right? But at the same time, it's within our practice and all that. Then you have the aspect of whether it's correct or not. Because like you said, then it's a ropia where you know, it's just like that, is that we're projecting on the Lord that it's so wonderful, therefore he would want like that. Or, you know, or that, I always find it a very interesting aropia, you know, the one that, oh, the cows aren't being treated with properly, so Krishna wouldn't want to drink their milk, because I don't want to drink. But the point is they're Krishna's cows. Why wouldn't he be happy to drink their milk? He's sitting in their heart. It's not that, you know, they deal bad with the cows. He walks out. I'm out of here. I'm not, you know, no. He's there. Why wouldn't he want to drink the milk? Right? And therefore, because it's been offered to Krishna, then we'll take the milk. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, yeah. Yeah, just on its own, yeah, with nothing. There's nothing behind it. So we'll have to see what's the scientific thing, the cause of this, because it's just all, it's by chance.
Somehow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so rolling on the ground in ecstasy. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, just see the umbrella, yes, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so that's the thing, we have to be careful that we don't project, because otherwise they'll take something of value themselves, then apply that value as the measurement, and then on Krishna consciousness. So since that's the value, you wouldn't want to do this aspect of devotional service, though it's recommended, because of my particular mundane value. And I'm projecting that on here. So then you're not acting in your natural position as servant, so it has to be indirect. And it has to be inferior. So then some fun comes up.
Yeah, the real fun is that an advanced devotee, his feeling could be ignited by just observation of other feelings which are not devotional at all.
Because those feelings have their original forms. So that's why it can remind you of Krishna. You know, it's just like you can see a mother dealing with her child. It's just materialist and attachment, but that can remind you of Mother Jashoda and Krishna. Because that's the whole point. The science is the spiritual science. Then it comes down here, it's reflected into the material world. So that's why we say it's just abhasa of what's going on. So all the rasa that's here is abhasa. The real is the spiritual world. And so the whole point is when we're saying, oh, this is not real and all that, that it's not real because it's not the original thing. It's not the real, real thing. So then that's the whole point, is that's the origin, and then you have a reflection of that here. And then from that you're happy. So if you're happy, if you're inspired to go after this and looking for happiness, but it won't give you happiness. Rather than rejecting the material world and saying there's nothing, you reject the material endeavor for happiness through that rati and switch to the spiritual, the original. Right? So that's why we say the devotees are intelligent, and these impersonalists and, you know, all these pessimists, they're not intelligent, because they're rejecting the whole concept when it's like, it's either this is real or this is nothing. Rather than it exists, but it's a reflection of the original. So that's what there's not understood. They're rejecting it because they say, you know, I thought it was real, I went for it, I didn't get anything, therefore I reject it. Rather than it was never real in the first place, it's a reflection. You know, it's just like you're hungry, you look in the mirror, you see something to eat, and then you try to get it in the mirror and you can't get it, so you just renounce and food's useless and that, and the only way I can be happy is just, you know, to, you know, everything becomes nothing. Right? You know, destroy the mirror, destroy everything like that. Well, all you have to do is turn around and the food's on the is sitting there.
When you explain it like that, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you logically explain anything, it sounds so stupid. I always find that really, really fun when you're explaining the masculine and feminine principle.
Yeah.
If you take it out of the context of between husband and wife and just take it like the man in his car,
yeah,
whatever you say, use the same principles, it's like they 100% agree with it. Then you show how that shifts over and it's the same thing with the wife, and it's kind of like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no.
It's always, no, but it still works. The mechanics
so
are the
fast,
same.
Buddy.
Yeah, not so fast. Slow down there. You know. Don't get ahead of yourself. Yeah, no, it's funny. Like that. So that's the thing, is when you put it, you find the right content. Yeah. It's where you don't have an attachment.
Exactly.
It's just like so stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you find, if you use an example, you still have an attachment and it still doesn't work because, no, it's not here. Yeah, it's always fun like that. You know, so that's what you're trying to do, is find that example. You know, so. Okay.
It's hard with finance people. They have attachments everywhere. You really have to pick your example.
It's called networking.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is continuing Jiva Goswami. Okay. Almighty Armed One, seeing this great form with many mouths and eyes, many arms, thighs and feet, many stomachs, fearful with many teeth, the world is filled with terror. Bhagavad Gita 11:23. From this statement is understood it is not Rati. However, the following description is different. O controller of the senses, rightly the world rejoices and becomes attracted to you by this celebrated form. Bhagavad Gita 11:36. So now he's back in his natural Rati. The other one covered the Rati. Now he's back in that. Thus, Arjuna's resulting moha is not part of a secondary Rati. Therefore, it is considered avara or inferior. Right, because it doesn't bring up. So like you said, they'll be strong, but they won't have that the brilliance of the static symptoms, like that. 2.4.2.16, Svatantra, independent, Vyabhichari Bhavas. Though all the Vyabhichari Bhavas are dependent to some degree, they manifest some independence through the employees of the king. Though the employees of the king are dependent on the king, at the time of collecting the king's taxes or during marriages, they show independence from the king. Right? They're just going and doing the job. They're not, you know, at each thing, you know, it's like, should I take one step? It's like, should I breathe now? I'm talking. But, you know, like, you know, but if I breathe, I'll stop talking. But then the guy, you know, no, you don't do that. So that's the meaning. They're always dependent, but there's going to be the aspect of independence when they act, when they apply themselves. 2.4.2.17. Those knowledgeable of Rati divide the independent Vyabhichari Bhavas into three types. Devoid of genuine Rati, influenced by genuine Rati, and having a trace of Rati. Srila Jiva Goswami. Seems to be clearing up. Oh yeah, the sun's out over there. There's hope.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Wow, I'm going to have to call up the agent again. You know,
just go stand in the shower.
That could be. Yeah. You just get a waterproof phone, then you just stand in the shower and you're good, right?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. Among the independent Vyabhichari Bhavas, independence is manifested clearly in the first type, being devoid of Rati. Footnote 5. Rati Shunya Vyabhichari Bhava is the most independent. It is equivalent to Rati Abhas Bhava Sattvika Bhava. Rat Yanu Sparshana Vyabhichari Bhava is equivalent to Diga Sattvika Bhava. Got that?
Just voice.
No Abhida? No? Okay. In the other two types of independent Vyabhichari Bhavas, a touch of Rati or contact with Rati, the term independence is applied. However, they are somewhat dependent, and this is expressed by the word kvachit, somewhat, in verse 2.16. Karagraha means marriage or receiving taxes. Karagraha means marriage or receiving taxes. In other words, they're both the same principle. Yeah, you're thinking it's just two different things, but it's one word. It means both these. Right? Okay, there will be more involvement with the son-in-law than the king at the time of marriage because he has to take care of the needs of the son-in-law. Okay. 2.4 to 18. Devoid of genuine rati. When Vyabhichari bhavas are displayed in a person devoid of genuine rati, but not inimical to Krishna, it is called rati shunya svatantra vyabhichari bhava. Right? So that's what he's saying. It's equivalent to rati abhas. Like we're saying, you're getting those kind of ecstatic symptoms, but one doesn't have that rati towards Krishna. But it's by being in contact with something connected to Krishna that potency of Krishna there generates this, though we don't have the rati. Right? So that's why it's saying then it's devoid of. It's independent, it's devoid of. Because you don't have one, so it has to be independent. Because right, the other ones, it's whether it's more of working with, it's dependent on the rati, or it's not dependent on the rati. So if you don't have rati, it can't be dependent on the rati, so they have to be independent. And of independent, then it's showing that there's those who have a little bit of rati, or it's fully about rati. And so not having that rati, then it means it has to be that kind of, you know, it's like you were saying before, it's that kind of thing. It's not dependent upon it. So they can't say, oh, it's manifesting, you know, their bhav and all that. It's not.
Right.
Yes. 2.4.2.18, devoid of genuine rati. When we just read that one. 2.4.2.19, independent self-deprecation from the 10th canto. To hell with our threefold birth, our vow of celibacy, and our extensive learning. Right. So here, threefold birth, because you have the first birth that's from the parents, then initiation, then that's the second birth. Right. So they have three births. Trija, because they're not just doing the regular household yajna, the daily yajna of the Brahman. They're doing these karmakanda yajnas that are beyond it. It takes a third initiation. I mean, a second initiation beyond. Does that make sense? Just like for us, we're Trija because the Brahma Gayatri is the Dvija. Then the other Pancharatra Gayatris, that's Trija. Does that make sense? So for those who have for them they would have the Brahma Gayatri, and then they would have the right to do the Shrauta Yajnas and all these other things. So there, you know, of Brahmins being Twija, that will be they'll be the topmost. So they're saying to hell with that, right? So you don't get in the Brahminical, you know, thing, and socially you're not going to get better than that, right? To hell with our aristocratic background and our expertise in the rituals of sacrifice. These are all condemned because we were inimical to the transcendental personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:23-40, footnote 6. The Vyabhichari Bhava of Nirveda, self-deprecation, is called independent because it is devoid of real rati for Krishna. The Brahmins did not have rati for Krishna, but rati chaya. Just as rati abhas gives rise to apparent sattvika bhavas, it gives rise to apparent Vyabhichari bhavas, right? So the rati abhas, that was in connection with the sattvika bhavas. So it's the same thing. So it's what did he call that? Rati chaya. Okay. Yeah. So what was it here? Okay, the svatantra, the independent. Yeah, so rati shunya means we don't have it. So then vyabhichari. So now it makes some sense. Because Vyabhichari Bhava, without Rati, then you're experiencing the Vyabhicharis. Or the other is Ratyabhasa Bhava Sattvika Bhava. It means you don't have Rati, but you're experiencing Sattvika Bhavas. So that's the Abhas. Right? It's the same thing that we learned before, but that was in the context of the Sattvika Bhavas. Now it's the same thing in the context of the Vyabhichari Bhavas, right? So it's talking about those. There is that kind of element of connection to the Lord, like that, but it's not real rati. Yeah, like circumstantial that. So they're circumstantial because their wives are involved.
Yeah.
We're for us, you could say it's circumstantial because we're involved in the process and associated with the Lord and the devotees. Yes, like that, yes. But because of that, then it's a more stronger and it'll develop. So them, if they take advantage of the association of their wives who are pure devotees, then they can move forward in that. But if not, then, you know, they'll just drop back into their karmakanda and kind of, you know, fade away again.
Yeah.
2.4.2.20 Influenced by genuine rati. When a Vyabhichari Bhava appears spontaneously but devoid of even rati gandha, the third type of independent Vyabhichari Bhavi, having genuine rati as the indirect cause, but is related to genuine rati because the experiencer has permanent genuine rati, it is called Rat Yanu Sparshana Svatantra Vyabhichari Bhava. That's what I was saying before. Just because you know that, you wouldn't know these. So if you have to do the whole thing, and then... Yeah. 2.4.2.21. Let's say it. Yeah, we have 30 seconds, so... We're not going to get far. Okay. So this is independently manifesting from the rati, but at the same time there's genuine rati, right? So then that's this quality. It's different from the one where it's independent, but it's indirect.
Yeah.
Right? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prema ki.